This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Happy New Year. Accuracy is everything in agriculture. The right rates, right times, right products, right vaccines. The list goes on and on. You have to be precise with what you do and how you're doing it, especially at a time when we're facing higher input costs and reduced crop prices. You have to make sure that you're assessing every acre as skillfully as you can, and that includes in the tractor. We talk about precision ag with the folks at John Deere next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
When it comes to making sure you're as accurate as possible with your inputs, that's where Precision Ag Options from John Deere come into play. Now's a good time to take a look at the tools you used last year and look what could use an upgrade. That doesn't mean it has to be a total replacement. It could be something as simple as just a software update. How much upgrading you do is entirely up to you. John Deere's Brian Steen talks about some of the things you should consider.
The first thing is the year's wrapped up. Harvest is in the bin, or at least for most folks, it's in the bin at this point. And it's a great chance to go back and look through the data from the year. So what worked well, what didn't work well, and start putting that plan in place for changes that need to be made going into 2025. It's also a good time to be thinking about, you know, what upgrades or what new technology do I want to try on my farm this year? So that could be upgrading some of your software features on your Precision Ag hardware to unlock features like auto track turn automation and auto path. And those, really, we think auto track, that's been driving in a straight line. You still turn at the end of the headlands. Turn automation automates not just the turn, but it also will raise and lower the implement. So it keeps operators doing a better job more consistently and reduces that fatigue even more throughout the course of the day.
Precision Ag doesn't end in the cab either. It also includes any upgrades you need to your data management as well.
There's also a chance to take a look at if you haven't engaged in data management before. It's a great time to log into John Deere Operations Center. That's a free data management platform that John Deere offers. So if you want to have a chance to look at your agronomic side of your operation, maybe you want to look at your equipment, how it functions in the field day in and day out, Operations Center shows those things, and it's a completely free tool to use.
You have to understand that what we're using in the field right now is not your father's precision ag equipment.
Hey, Dre said, not just your father's precision ag. We went from like field level management, kind of section or area level management. And now we're talking down to the plant level side of things and getting some insights into how is my seed performing down to a seed level? How is my herbicide tank mix performing? The fertilizer that I put down on each individual acre is really what we're after. And that's helping to, you know, just unlock the most economic return for customers, regardless of where they're farming.
And maybe you already have the latest equipment, but you're not using it to its full potential. John Deere has training options available for your precision ag equipment.
There's a really great opportunity for a lot of farmers to take a look at the hardware that they have in place. And then again, a lot of it comes into putting in some of the planning in the wintertime so that when spring hits, we try to minimize that mad dash. There's always the mad dash to get out to the field and get the job done. But to have the plan in place, there's great resources on YouTube. John Deere has a YouTube channel and it really walks through a lot of the setup side of that, and also engaging with your John Deere dealer beforehand.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.